And welcome in, everybody, to the Off of the Helmets Dallas Cowboys radio show live from Tupelo Honey Southern Kitchen and Bar. If you are sitting in the house, we are thrilled to have you here. This restaurant has been open for about 2 weeks, and it is kicking butt for a reason. Because out of Asheville, North Carolina, came one restaurant, then another, and it has now been introduced to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and Tupelo Honey Southern Kitchen and Bar is the only place I wanted to do this show. So we missed the first week of the season because I wanted to do this show here. It's owned by an entrepreneur who started out to do just one of these restaurants, and now he's got 15, and he's a hardworking dude, and these people will mix and match your food, your beverages, your alcohol, whatever it is that you want, Tupelo Honey has. And by the way, sitting to my left, you might have seen some road grader moves. You might have actually audibly heard cornerback screaming, ah! And that was because number 71, La'el Collins, and his mates were pulling, and there was some running done last night that I think everybody was looking forward to after the Denver game. Nice to see you, friend.
Good to see you, too.
Good
buddy.
To see you, buddy. Big La'el Collins in the house. If you're in the house, he wants to meet you. He will take pictures with you and sign autographs, and he is one of the more affable guys that I have met in the last 20 years doing this, and he and I have become friends, and I'm proud of that, and I have so much to talk to you about. First of all, congratulations on the win.
Appreciate
28-17. The Cowboys moved to 2-1 last night on the road against a very good Arizona team. And you know, I don't think people realize you guys have played the Giants, who are ranked fourth in the NFL in defense, the Broncos, who are ranked third and who may be the best defense in the NFL,
yeah.
And now Arizona, who's ranked eighth, I believe, overall. So if you wonder where 35 is, it's coming in terms of points. But those are good defenses. Those
Absolutely.
Are teams that are able to man up on the outside, do their best at taking away some of your best players, and put 5, 6, 7 in the box and make it hard.
Sometimes 8.
Sometimes 8. And, you know, I mean, that's going to be what they're going to have to do because
yeah.
you guys are too damn big and too damn good.
Absolutely.
So when we have the ability, the opposing team, the ability to match up on the outside and hopefully,
right.
you know, not need help with Dez and not
yeah.
need help with Bryce. They needed help with Bryce last night. We'll
yeah,
talk about that.
Yep.
But anyway, you're going to see 8. So congratulations on the win. How did it feel? Was there a point in the game where you said, okay, we got our groove back a little bit?
I think, you know, just after that first quarter,
yeah.
you know, we
– Three plays.
Really,
plays.
Yeah, I mean, really
yeah.
that first half, you know, we didn't really, you know, get out there and, you know, make a big jump start. So, I think, you know, we just kind of realized, hey, you know, we're only down 7. You know, let's get it going. Let's put a drive together, take it one play at a time, and go out there and play the football that we all know we can play.
As young guys, how do you guys, because so many of you are young, how do you not let a little amount of panic set in? The Denver game was a game that you guys had not seen essentially since you've been here.
Yeah.
You guys haven't been physically handled like that since
Absolutely.
You guys have been here. And I know as a broadcaster, and I'm also a fan because I like so many of you, I was sitting there in the first quarter going, damn. Has the world figured out how to stop the world's best offensive line?
Yeah.
You know, and is the as everybody said after the Denver game, is the blueprint really out there?
Yeah.
How does that stuff not affect you or creep into your heads as young as you guys?
You
are?
Know, I think you know just when you face so much adversity early on, and you go against you know talented defenses, and you know you practice against some of the best guys you know in the league and against your team, and all those things just kind of you know. With the great coaching and everything that we have, there's no need to panic. You know, we just take it one play at a time. You know, all you can do is worry about the next play and worry about putting drives together and go out there and try to put some points on the board. So I think that was the biggest piece about it.
You have a pretty special young man in Dak Prescott, and last year was an amazing year. But I also know that he had Tony with him. And that they spent a lot of time together
yeah.
watching film. And Tony would say, yeah, this is the way the play goes, but here are the three things that you wouldn't know if I wasn't about to tell you.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of that went on last year. And then all of a sudden, you know, I think for Dak it might seem, poof, he's gone. And now it's me and the quarterback's coach and the offensive coordinator and my players, but it's me. You know, it's almost like being a new dad. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Everyone's now looking at me and listening to me.
Yeah.
And yet I thought, especially yesterday, it did not look great at the beginning, and I never sensed any heart rate raising level in him. How is he in the huddle?
I mean, he's great. You know, he's been that way from day one.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It
really is.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
You know, when you think about it, from the first time he ever stepped in the huddle, he's never been too high, never been too low. He's always been just right there. And I think that's what separates him and separates our team because we all feed off of that. You know, you all feed off of – the guys around you. And I think when you have a quarterback like that, that, you know, that's what keep you going.
Does any "I'm open, throw me the ball," or you guys saying just keep running and it'll work, does any of that go on in the huddle, or is it virtually Dak's huddle completely?
You know, I really think when you look at our team, we really have, you know, guys that aren't selfish. Like,
yeah.
You know, everybody's just, you know, staying in the game, staying in the moment, you know, taking it one play at a time, you know, doing what we have to do to go out there and put drives together. And, I mean, eventually everybody has a piece of this thing. And, you know, everybody get their touches, whatever it is that they need, and, you know, we'll be successful as a team.
As it got slow last night, my tweet was, you know, this is the time where the best players have to make a play,
yeah.
Even if there's not one there to be made. So Zeke has to do something. Dak
yeah.
has to do something. One of you guys has to take on two guys and win.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know, and my tweet was roughly, someone's got to make a play, even if it's not there to be made, just do it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too long after that that Dak goes head over heels after you guys opening a hole
yeah.
and scores in the end zone. And to me, it felt like, okay, there's one of the guys that I knew would be a volunteer.
Yeah.
And, you know, after the game, he's like, oh, my God, I got in the air and I thought I was going to do a helicopter, the old Elway thing. And he's like, so I was happy to land on my head or
yeah.
something virtually. But that was kind of one of those moments,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I was definitely just one of those moments where, okay, hey, that's what we've been needing. You know, we went 3-and-out first series, went 3-and-out again. So here we go. And we finally put a drive together, finally got down there and scored. And, you know, it took off from there. You know, he, like I said, we feed off of that guy. So, you know, he set the tone for us, and we went out there and just kept pushing.
Another guy that I have become more and more impressed with through the years is Dez Bryant. And that is because we all, and I'm not including you guys, but we as fans and media did not understand Dez from the beginning. There was a lot of vociferous noise, and we all assumed it's me. I need more me. You know, you're missing me. And finally, the coaches pulled us aside and said, it's not what he's saying. He's
yeah.
saying, we can do better. We can do it. We're going to win. And we all assumed the worst. So now we know, after 7 years in this league, who he is.
Yeah.
And two catches for 12 yards and your fantasy team might be not as strong as you thought.
Mm-hmm.
But that catch and
yeah.
that run of
right.
11 yards where he carried roughly 1,500 pounds of men into the end zone
yeah.
was another one of those damn moments.
Uh-huh.
Another. It was
yep.
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it all came down to man's will. You know, he wanted it. He wanted to score. He wanted to contribute to the team's success, and that's what he did. He went. He took the ball. He cut back, and he got north and just went on in.
The defense got marked in the first drive, 82 yards. They go right down the field. Carson Palmer, scripted plays. A lot of times that will happen early
yeah.
in games. And he looks great. He's thrown to a Hall of Famer in Fitz, and boom, they're ahead 7-0. And after that, the defense was as good as I've seen it in a long time. And
yeah.
it looks like we have, well, I know we have the NFL sack leader.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Tank Lawrence has 6.5 sacks. He
no
had
doubt.
3 sacks last night. He had one taken away on a bogus penalty.
Yep.
And the truth was, he looked like Von Miller, and everyone's looking around going, someone – get in front of 90 for just a second.
Can't block him,
I mean,
man.
He looked unblockable.
Can't block him.
And you go against him all the time.
I go against him every
day. Is it
practice.
Health? Is that where we're at? Is that we haven't seen this in a year-ish from him?
It's just
he's finally
healthy? It's a combination of everything. His health, how bad he wants it, how bad, you know, the guys around him that's pushing him. You know, I think he's just doing a great job just getting out there and really fighting, really just going out there and getting after it.
And there's another guy that I like a lot, and I believe he's a friend of yours, and people don't know 96. 96 is Malik Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little bit of an eye, and this guy caught my eye from day one.
Yeah.
And didn't know who he was. Nose tackles, guys that are in the middle don't get much publicity.
Right.
They're not the pass rushers, although he has the ability
yeah.
to get up the field whenever he wants
yeah.
to. But there was something about him, and he ain't got the best body,
yeah.
and he's a little short, and he's yeah. he's that nose tackle body.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Malik Collins ain't scared to be
oh,
successful.
Man. Not at all.
And I know you guys have gotten to be friends.
Yeah.
No relation, right? Malik Collins and
yeah,
Lyle.
Maybe
have you
somewhere
checked?
Down the line.
Yeah?
I don't know.
That's, all right.
We call each other cousins.
The other day I was interviewing you in there, and he's like, I hate this guy. And I looked at him, and I said, no, you don't. And he goes, what do you mean I don't? I said, he's not hateable. And he goes, you're right. What about his hair? I hate his hair. That's what he said. I said, I can't vouch for his hair. But you guys have gotten close. Tell us a little bit yeah. about Malik Collins.
I mean, we sit right next to each other in the locker room.
Yep.
And, you know, he's just a great guy. You know, he's always asking questions, you know, want to know things that he can do to get better as a player. And, you know, we just tell him, like, Malik, you know, you have all the tools, man. Just go out in the game and use them, you know. And I think, you know, the more and more he plays, the better he's going to get. So, no, he's a great player.
I hope he stays on this run. 3 sacks already in the first 3 games for him now.
Yeah.
Guys in the middle who get 8 or 9 sacks are special guys.
Absolutely. He's a special guy.
I think he is.
There's no question about
what
it.
What now? They're not guys who get much pub.
Yeah.
What is it that will set a guy in the middle off? You played plenty of guard. Mm-hmm. What is it that makes him impossible?
I mean, he has leverage. You know, the game is the game of football is leverage. And, you know, he has leverage. He's fast. He's strong. He's quick. And he's able to change directions really, really good. So I think with combination of those things make him who he is as a player. And he used those things, you know, in the game. And, you know, that's what's got him 3 sacks already. I mean, honestly, it's probably as hard as it gets trying to, you know, be inside. You've been blocked by 2 and 3 people sometimes.
Yeah.
So for him to be able to have 3 sacks right now and, you know, this season is just getting started.
That would be a position where I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's 700 pounds on me at all times.
Yeah.
At all times.
Right.
I give. I'm doing my best. Mm-hmm. But who's going to know if I give anyway?
Right.
Right? Because I'm basically not going anywhere most of the time. Yep. Tough position. All right. Last guy to talk about, last week's guest and a stalwart on this show now as well, Bryce Butler, number 19. Bryce Butler had 2 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown, and he was within maybe an inch of getting up off that ground and having about 140 yards in 2 catches and 2 touchdowns.
Exactly.
And is a guy that is more of a role player on this team. He's the third receiver. He's the guy that's got to earn his way. He's the guy that drags it around that if they throw it to me, I got to catch it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting 11 throws. I'm getting 2 or 3.
Right.
And I can generally help the team. Plus, he also knows most of the time he gets man-to-man coverage because Dez gets 2.
Yeah. I mean, Bryce, you know, he's done a great job, you know, from – the time that I've been around him, he's a competitor.
And
I think when he gets out there, you know, he does a great job of staying alive on his route, staying alive when the QB rolls out and things like that. And he's fast. He's long. He's so athletic. You know, when the ball comes his way, he has great hands and he can catch it.
Especially on the last long pass.
Right.
He and Dak were on the same page.
Right.
That was sort of an intermediate sideline route, and Dak escaped.
Yeah.
And you could see them at the same time. He throws up his hand, and Dak is basically saying go. And they beat a really good player in Tyrone Matthew.
Yeah.
That's a good player.
Yes, he is.
And twice last night, high pointing the ball, which shows the athlete that he is. So congratulations and great job by Bryce Butler last night as well. 28-17, the Dallas Cowboys come away with a win on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. This schedule is very difficult, and it's already been difficult in the first 3 games. Cowboys have made it to 2-1. More good teams coming to town, teams like Kansas City and Seattle and the Giants again, and Washington and Philadelphia twice, all on this schedule.
Yeah.
It is every year is different, but it is going to be hard.
Yeah.
It is going to be hard every day.
Week in and week out.
It's
no easy days. You know,
no doubt about it.
Get it.
All right, talking to Lael Collins of the Dallas Cowboys, and thrilled that he is here and thrilled that you're with us. If you're out listening, please, Tupelo Honey is one of the new restaurants right here in front of the Star. So if you've been driving around the Star to see what it is that Jerry built for his last $2 billion, it's a pretty cool thing. And right out in front of it are a couple of restaurants that are open, but there's only one that you need to go to. Tupelo Honey Restaurant, Southern Kitchen and Bar. The address is 6725 Winning Drive. We are here and would love to see you. Lael Collins would like to meet you. When we come back, let's dive at least a little bit into, as much as he will tell me, the conversations that have gone on in the last week about the President of the United States and what the NFL and its players are doing to respond. The Cowboys, in unity last night, went out to the middle of the field, knelt down, and then for the national anthem, we're all standing. Let's get into that when we come back to the Off of the Helmets radio show right here on ESPN Radio 103.3 FM.